This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We're just a few days away from the start, a couple of days away indeed, from the beginning of the Reykjavik International Games for 2025. And I'm with Ragna Björk Kristjánsdóttir, who's going to guide me through what we can expect over the next few days. Ragna, hello.
Hi.
Great to talk to you today. As I say, this all kicks off in a couple of days. Wednesday, in fact, is the first event.
Yes, we will have conference on Wednesday that is name of the early professionalism in sports. And it's a very interesting conference that we'll start with.
Okay, and that will discuss what's called early professionalism. Is that about how sports, I guess, became professional?
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. And also like to hear from international experts about how the latest research and discuss the importance of the balance in competition and well-being in children's sports. So it's going to be very interesting. And we're getting lectured from Norway and Denmark. Really interesting.
Yes. And children's sports, they're one of the things that you mentioned. We'll get into the actual games that are taking place, but it's increasingly thought of as important, isn't it, for children to find a way into sport so that they enjoy it.
Yes, definitely. And for us as well, because we are the Reykjavik Sports Union, so it's very important for us.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Festival of Sport that is coming then. So once the conference has happened, we get into the events, and there's a whole range of different sports represented here.
Yes, we will have 13 sports competing in the next days after the conference. We'll start on Thursday, for example, with swimming, with badminton, and so on. It's going to be a very, very fun.
And swimming's got a big part of it here.
Yes, it is. Yes, very, okay. Very big.
Well, we're having a conversation not far at all from Laugardalslaug, which is the main swimming pool in Reykjavik. So I guess there'll be a lot of activity there?
Yes, there will be a lot of activities in Laugardalslaug, actually. So okay. We will have it in Laugardalslaug, we will have it in Laugardalshöll, and in Laugardalsvöllur, and also in TBR, which is all in here in Laugardalur, so it all will be in a, you can walk between and look, yes, at other sports. That's the beauty of it.
The beauty. This is not the first international games, is it?
No, it's the 18th.
18th, okay.
Yes.
Have they grown over the years as you would expect, would you say?
COVID was not very fun for us, but it is like growing, and yeah, we keep growing, and we hopefully will keep growing the next couple of years.
And when athletes come from other countries to Iceland, maybe it's the first time they've seen the country, what sort of response do they have?
They always give good feedback because, but also it's in January, so it's really cold and it's not very nice to come here.
Well, it can be very beautiful in January.
But if it's snowing, it's really, people are really happy.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really fun for them to come. But we have around 600 people coming from abroad.
Okay.
From all over the world.
I see.
Not coming as a team. They're coming individually.
Individually,
yeah,
okay. So they're individual performances.
Yes.
And do Icelandic athletes take part as well?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
It's around 2,000 people competing in regular international games. Yeah,
in total,
every year. Plus or minus, you know.
It's a lot of fun then, by the sounds of it, with this in its 18th year. And you talked about the sports that people can see. How important is being a spectator? Can people come along and watch these athletes?
It's very important. And we also have a stream, Stay Life, who you can watch all over the world. Like, if you want to buy the stream, you can go on Stay Life or our website to reyk.is and look it up. And you can buy and watch all of it. You can buy a pack and you can watch all of the sports that are going on RÍK.
Okay, so I guess then some of the friends and family of some of the athletes that are coming here will be doing that so they can watch whoever it is perform.
Yes, yes. Yeah, fantastic. They can. So that's the beauty of it. Everyone can come and watch the sport they want and everyone is invited.
And it's maybe a chance then for people who've never seen the sport they're interested in being performed, if you will, live. It's a chance for them to do that.
Yes, of course. Everyone's welcome.
What's your favorite out of the list?
Oof, I don't want to choose. But, everything is so much fun.
There's so much,
I cannot
choose.
Yeah.
Bit unfair to ask you.
Yeah.
A lot of sports. Let's just take a look on the site and list all the different athletic activities.
So we will have athletics, badminton, bowling, climbing, dance, darts, esports, fencing, judo, karate, shooting and swimming and table tennis.
There's a lot going on. Darts on the list there as well. Yes. That's become popular in Reykjavik, hasn't it?
It is. So we're very excited about it.
Yes. Huge lineup kicking off the conference on Wednesday. And if someone's listening and they're in the country, they're in the capital, and they want to come along and spectate, how can they get tickets?
They can get tickets on korsa.is or on our website at reek.is.
And is this important as well for developing athletic and sporting talent in Iceland? You said there are some Icelandic athletes taking part as well. Does this form part of their training, part of their year?
Yes, it is. And it's also a good opportunity that for them to compete against someone abroad. So there's not a lot of international competition here in Iceland. Mm. So this is one of the biggest, so it's very important for them.
Lots of different sports happening over the course of the next few days. When does the program finish?
On the 8th of February. We'll finish with bowling.
So this is quite a long program of events then. You've got a couple of weeks of fairly intense activity.
Yes, it's the fun part of it.
Yes, yes. Okay, well listen, best of luck, and best of luck to all the athletes who'll be coming and those in Iceland as well. A real festival of sport coming up. Thank you for your time today. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.